Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, End Times Deceptions.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I'd like to talk with you about end times deceptions, tricks and snares that the devil has set up in the road to trip us up. Are there indeed end times deceptions that are to come in the last days that we are to watch out for? Dangerous delusions that are in the world in the final days that aim to lead the whole world astray? Let's talk about these today, because Jesus and the apostles talked about these things often. And so if they talked about it often, I think it's probably prudent for us to review these things, even if you know them, but to refresh ourselves on a regular basis, just as they taught us often of these things, that we might stay alert. We want to be alert, anchored in Christ, safe and secure in Him until Jesus comes. So let's refresh ourselves in these things today. End times deceptions. What does God say to us about these in His Word? Well, first of all, let's take a look at Matthew 24. Because the first thing God tells us is be alert, for many end times deceptions are to come. Therefore, be alert. Say the word with me, many. Many. For Jesus says here in Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. So the word there, many, is used twice by our Lord in one sentence. Many deceivers and many who will be deceived. Again, he says, false Christs and false prophets will arise and lead many astray, showing great signs and wonders to lead, if possible, astray even the elect. Lo, I've told you of these things, see beforehand. If we look over here at 2 Peter chapter 2, you can see that he also accents this. False prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. If you look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, this is the Apostle John chimes in as well. He says, children, it is the last hour. And as you've heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. And then Paul comes in there as well and says, see to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe. So what do we have here already? Jesus, Peter, John, Paul, and I could go on. They're all warning us about end times deceptions, deceivers, and those who will be deceived. And they warned of these things continually, that we might be alert and escape these things. Why do they preach about these things so often? Well, they want us to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. They want us to be alert. They want us to test everything. As Peter says in his second letter, chapter 3, you therefore, beloved, knowing these things this beforehand, beware lest you be carried away by the error of lawless men and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So they want us to be so anchored in Christ that we can never be led astray, and indeed you are. But we need to, for that purpose, be alert and keep ever vigilant. Be on guard. Be on the lookout. Be on the sharp lookout against all deceptions. For, again, many are to come. The good news about all this so far is that we've already been told ahead of time. So it's almost like Jesus has given us the enemy's playbook. We're going into the big game and we already know all of his moves. We already know what his plays are, and so we might not know everything in total detail, but we pretty much know what the enemy is going to try to pull on us. And so we can anticipate what's coming and pass through his blitz, running up the middle in the straight and narrow through the linebackers, following the way of Christ, the word of God in the straight and narrow. And so Jesus and the apostles have tipped us off as to end times deceptions, what we are to expect. Therefore, what are we to expect about end times deceptions at the end of time? What are we to keep a sharp lookout for? We'll just cover some of the key ones. There's gazillions. I could keep you here until Jesus comes, but we'll go over some of the basics. First of all, let's open up to Matthew 24, and again, this time we'll do verse 24. Jesus says, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." So the great end times deception that we are to watch out for is false Christs and counterfeit gospels. Have we seen such in the days of the Christian church? Well, think about it. In the 500s AD, you have Muhammad. He created his own version of Jesus in the Quran, calls him Isa. And he would say, he said, Jesus was a prophet. He was born of the Virgin. He even says that. He worked miracles. But he was no son of God. He was not crucified, and he did not rise from the dead. If you read in the Quran, it says, "They killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them." In other words, God just kind of pulled a fast one and made it look like Jesus died, but he didn't really die. "For of a surety they killed him not," says the Quran. What is that but a false Christ and a counterfeit gospel? Because it is teaching that you get to heaven by your good deeds outweighing your bad deeds, but there is no cross, there's no resurrection, there's no salvation through faith in the Christ. It's a false Christ. It's a counterfeit gospel. Not that you'd be led astray by that, but 1.8 billion people are. The Muslim world, that's over 1 in 7 people in the world are led to destruction by that false Christ. Now, you could look at the next one here. Let's take a look at this one. The Book of Mormon. In the 1820s, Joseph Smith invented his own Christ. Said Jesus was the brother to Satan. And he started out as only a man. He wasn't God, but he became God by climbing up the Mormon way. He also says, by the way, that God, the Father, started out as a mortal man and a sinner, but then climbed up the Mormon way and became a God. And they say you too, sinners, can become gods yourselves by climbing up the Mormon way and eventually rule over your own universes in the far reaches of space with your multiple Mormon wives, and have multiple spirit babies and populate new worlds and be your own gods there. That's a false Christ. That's a counterfeit gospel. And 16.5 million Mormons are led astray by it to destruction. Then you could go to another one that has appeared down through the ages. Someone might appear at your door and hand you this. That's the Jehovah's Witnesses. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, they created their own version of Jesus, saying he was only a man, never was God, never became God, never has anything to do with that, but he was the Archangel Michael. And then he became a man, died on the cross, they'll say that much, but then at the cross, when he died, they say he ceased to exist. God erased him, wiped him out. That Jesus is gone forever. Doesn't even exist anymore. But then God recreated him as the Archangel Michael. That is not a resurrection. That's not what the scripture teaches. That is a false Christ and a counterfeit gospel. And 8.4 million Jehovah's Witnesses are led astray by that one to destruction. Then we could go to this one. What's that? The rainbow flag. It's not the JWs, not the Jehovah's Witnesses, but the SJWs, the social justice warriors, namely the mainline liberal churches. They've invented also their own Christ because they will not say that he died on the cross for the sins of the world. Some might, but they will not say he is the only way to heaven. And generally they say he did not rise from the dead bodily on the third day. They say that's just symbolism. In other words, the apostles were just sort of sad after Jesus died. And then the next day they felt happy again, and that was the resurrection. That's not the resurrection! The resurrection is Jesus died, he was buried, and on the third day he bodily rose from the dead. They're preaching a false Christ and a counterfeit gospel, along with abortion, homosexuality, always lead to God, and every other evil. And in this deception, how many of the world's 2.3 billion Christians are in that camp and are led astray by that false Christ and that counterfeit gospel? Let's go to another one here. What's that a picture of? Here's the Pope, actually, yeah, in 1999, kissing the Quran, which I just read to you from a moment ago. But in the Roman Catholicism, the Pope teaches a different Christ and a counterfeit gospel, because he's teaching you get to heaven by your own merits, by pilgrimages, by communion, by your good deeds, by saying rosaries, and by entrusting your soul to Mary and praying to Mary. They say that Mary is a co-redeemer, co-redemptrix with Christ. So she's on that level. She's a co-mediatrix, a co-mediator with Christ. She's on that level. And here in this picture, you see Pope John Paul II in 1999 kissing that same Quran that says Jesus did not die on the cross. He is not the Son of God. And if anybody does that, he is accursed, says the Quran. Would you see me kissing a book like that? By no means. And yet the Pope, this Pope, and the one since have said that the Christians and the Muslims are all worshiping the same God, and that ultimately they'll be in heaven. And they say that anybody in any religion who's following whatever light they have will also, can, will be saved. That is a false Christ and a counterfeit gospel. And how many are led astray by that? There's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in the world. Now let's do one more for the sake of doing one more. How about this guy? Who's that? Even closer to home. Boy, you got good eyes. Yeah, Billy Graham. Now, when he was in his earlier days, and I watch him preach, it sounds really good. He's preaching Jesus is the Son of God. With great power he preaches. He says Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus died for your sins on the cross, rose again bodily from the dead on the third day. That all sounds great to me. But as he got older, you see that in 1997, for example, on Robert Schuller's Hour of Power TV program, Billy Graham said, and you can hardly believe it, but that the unbelieving world, atheists, will be with us in heaven, says he, because they are part of the body of Christ too. People who don't even believe in God. They may not even, this is a quote, they may not even know the name of Jesus, says Graham, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved, and they're going to be with us in heaven. In other words, you can be an atheist following after wicked things, don't know Jesus, don't know his name, don't know his gospel, and follow just trying to be a better person, and you'll be in heaven, says Graham. That, friends, is a false Christ and a counterfeit gospel. So we've got to be alert. You know, I know, understand all these things very well, but there are other false Christs. There are trickier counterfeit gospels in the world, and we need to be on the sharp lookout, judging everything by this book, by the Word, because we knew Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. He really did die for our sins. He was really raised from the dead on the third day. He's coming again, and we're saved through faith in him, apart from our deeds, and then our good deeds follow out of a living faith. Another thing we're to look for, as not only false Christs and counterfeit gospels, but just false prophets in general, erroneous doctrines in churches. You know, on TVs and such, you can have charlatans and money-hungry pastors, preachers, wolves in sheep's clothing, erroneous doctrines of every stripe and sort, and the mouths of preachers. And sometimes you'll even have good preachers who are even right, but they teach wrongly on certain things. Everything has to be tested according to this book, the Scriptures, the Word. Be on guard and be alert is the word for today, and you will know them by their fruits. Their lives also have to match up with the truth of the Word. Thirdly, we ought to look out for false teachers outside the church, in the world, because there are many false philosophies, vain imaginings, and wacko ideas of decadent morals and slants that abound today. In fact, Scripture says of this, saying in Romans 1, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of men who by their wickedness suppress the truth. In other words, the world knows that there's a God. You can see that in nature. And yet they suppress this knowledge and promote instead evils of every kind. And these are the people that basically rule our world in the higher places of, let's say, universities or in a lot of places in politics or in big tech, as we're seeing these days, places of high worldly power that teach us the world is 4.6 billion years old, the universe 20 billion years old, and get this, in the beginning, there was nothing, and nothing exploded by a power that didn't exist and created everything. I was just hearing one of our youths last week, telling me that this person was being taught in school, even just a few weeks ago, that planets and moons came out of the sea. That's where they came from. Crazy. And that you came from an ape, and a monkey is your uncle. And before that, you came from a slug. Before that, you were algae on the scum of a pond. And before that, you came from rocks. Because I remember that in my high school years, they showed movies like this. I remember this lightning bolt streaking through a primordial sky. It splits the rain and the sky, and the rain then falls on the rocks. And then from the rocks comes life. So ultimately, you come from a rock. What are you going to believe, that you come from a rock? Or God created you in his image. It teaches, the world does, that there's no God. There's no absolute truth. You can make up your own truth. In other words, it's like going to Dairy Queen. And you can just say, I want sprinkles with that. No, give me butterscotch. No, give me hot fudge. Make your own God. Make your own reality. Whatever you want, create it and follow whichever way you wish. And even though I know that you know these things are bunk and totally false, even so, they surround us as with a broadside of a battleship through the media, through music, and through movies continually pumped into our ears. So let's be on the alert and on good guard against these things. And fourthly, here's one more. We need to be aware of and alert against the great end times deception of unparalleled proportions that is coming on the world. And of this one, I can't tell you in great detail exactly what it is, except the Scripture says it's coming and be on guard against it. Let's take a look at that in 2 Thessalonians 2. For this deception comes by the activity of the Antichrist and Satan. For Paul says, let no one deceive you in any way, for that day, in other words, the day of Christ's return, will not come unless the rebellion comes first. In other words, a great falling away in the church of Christians, of supposed Christians. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition. That word is Apollyon, destroyer, the son of destruction. The man's name basically is destroyer. Who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. We read of him, the coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion. So God is even behind this, because this is his rod of judgment upon the unbelieving world for their evils and wickedness. So say strong delusion. That's something to be watching out for. It's not going to strike you because you're a Christian. You will see it and escape it, but we need to be on guard about these things because we have to be in the world while this is all going on. So we want to be very careful. It's a strong delusion. The word for strong there is energia, or energia, which is from which we get energy. It has strong energy behind it, superpowered energy, deception. The word for deception, plane, means to wander from the right way into error. A false judgment, fraud, deceit, seduction, leading to error and sin. A energetic, powerful delusion is coming on the whole world at the end of time before the day of Christ comes, says Paul, by the activity of Satan and the Antichrist. And we need to be on guard against these things because we have to live in the world while all this goes on and see the truth. Be alert. And the way you're going to do that is by being awake and alert in this book, the Word, and hearing right preaching, and not forsaking the meeting together of Christians. Oh, what's happening now today with churches scattered and people not coming to church? Will they escape the great energetic deception that's coming on the world? Personally, I got to wonder whether that has anything to do with our present COVID-19 crisis. I can't tell you. I don't know exactly, but I will say this. The deception is to be worldwide. This is worldwide. It has to have massive misinformation and deception attached to it of unparalleled proportions. I see deception attached to this COVID-19 of unparalleled proportions. For you all know, and I heard you talking this morning, even before I came out, of the inaccuracy of the reporting of death counts for COVID-19, which has put the world into a tailspin of fear. You know that for many months now, they've been reporting COVID deaths, that is, deaths with COVID. You don't have to die from COVID. They're counting a motorcycle accident, if you will, or a skydiving accident, or some other health thing that kills you. If you tested positive, that's a COVID death. That's not the way to count these things accurately. Anybody knows that. Joanne of our congregation, her mom died this year of a heart attack, and they said that's a COVID death. And she was telling me that had nothing to do whatsoever with COVID, but they counted it. But somehow, a worldwide movement of all world leaders seems to have gone lockstep, almost all world leaders, in lockstep fashion as under one direction, one director, to have the shutdown of freedoms, martial law, and a lawlessness that's ensuing on account of these things. What's the good news? Well, the good news is actually just this week, you may have heard, and this is the cdc.gov website, I printed it out. They have actually finally come out and told us the truth, although they didn't announce it very in a trumpet-like fashion, but they said only 6% of the deaths that they have reported actually are from directly COVID-19. The other ones were from other things, and maybe the person tested positive. That means 94% of what they have been telling us is not COVID-19 cause of death. Only 6%. And it's right here in their own website, printed out. That means that only 9,000, as of last week that is, 9,125 people in the United States so far, as of last week, had died actually from COVID-19. And just to put that into perspective, 8,000 people die every day in the United States on average, year after year. So it's the equivalent of one United States day of death. We don't like anybody dying, but if you compare that to the deaths for heart attacks, heart disease and cancer, those are each 600,000 and 647,000 every year. And here we have 9,000, and yet the whole world is shut down on account of it. Everybody in panic, a tailspin. And why is this not on the front of every newspaper today and shouted with joy from every media outlet? Why are they not highlighting this for encouragement? Could it be? I just say, could it be that this is part of that worldwide deception of 2 Thessalonians 2, shortly before Christ comes, that we're to watch out for? I can't tell you for sure, but I will say this, be alert. Amen? What's the good news? What's the great news today? The great news for you and me is this. We're already saved from all these things. We are saved from all lies and all deception by the knowledge of the truth. Because right after we read these things in 2 Thessalonians 2 about deception and the world falling into that, Paul says, but we are bound always to give thanks for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and by belief in the truth. We have the truth that sets us free. To this he calls you through our gospel, that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that great? God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we have come to that knowledge of the truth because we know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through him. We know that there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us as a ransom for all, the testimony to which was born at the proper time. We know that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that God so loved the world and you that he gave his only begotten Son, that you, believing on him, should not perish, but have eternal life in the truth. And you are of the truth. We rejoice in these things. And in this word, this book, in our hands, these Scriptures, we have everything we need to be safe and secure and alert, to fight the good fight of the faith until our Lord Jesus Christ comes, to discern good from evil, truth from falsehood, and to keep to the path. For this book makes us wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And therefore, I say to you today, be encouraged, keep alert, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called End Times Deceptions, a broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home, or you'd just like to stop by and visit, our services are at 8 and 11 a.m. on Sunday, and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, please go to our website at christlutheranchurchcapecanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great Captain of our soul, and God bless you.